This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
That is Cam Hayward, who spoke to the media this morning in the Steelers' morning media availabilities. The coordinators both talking today as well. Arthur Smith, Terrell Austin. We will check in with Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey sports director, at 1:25 and get the skinny on what may or may not have come out from either chat with Arthur Smith and Terrell Austin. How about this from TA, the DC? This is from Mike DeFabo, the excellent Steelers scribe who covers the team for The Athletic. Mike tweeted this out. This is a direct quote from Terrell Austin on TJ Watt. It will be great to have him back. At what capacity, we won't find out until Sunday, but it'll be great to have him back. So it sounds like, Logan Arblaster, that signs point to TJ Watt getting a helmet on Sunday.
It would be hard to believe that he wouldn't play in this game with everything that's on the line. And I do understand he's coming back from a medical injury opposed to an on-field injury. So that's what is kind of the holdup here. And they need to be cautious with it. They should be. But I would feel like TJ wants to play. Mike Tomlin wants him to play. And it would be really hard to imagine Sunday coming around and them rolling out TJ Watt.
Couple of other quotes that stick out. Arthur Smith, this is from Nick Faribault, says there's always contingency plans if the Steelers have injuries for their tush-push package and the jumbo package. They're not revealing what those plans are, obviously, but there could be a change-up against the Ravens, obviously, with Darnell Washington out. Arthur Smith was asked about the fourth down throw to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. The quote was, "We got a good look. MVS ran a good route. It just didn't go our way." I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I don't necessarily know how good the look was. It definitely didn't go their way. We can wholeheartedly agree on that. But yeah, we'll check in with Jeff at 1:25, see what stuck out to him, if there were any quotes or sound bites that made the eyes of the old hawk, Jeff Hathorn, the eyebrows, I should say, arise. So we'll check in with Jeff at 1:25. Right now, Aaron Rodgers, he spoke yesterday about a very big-time matchup. It ain't no secret. So let's listen to a little bit of what Aaron Rodgers spoke to the media about yesterday. Brooke Pryor opened it up with a question about the vibes heading into the biggest game of the season. And this first answer you'll hear from Rodgers is pretty much, you know, business as usual.
Aaron, what kind of response are you seeing from this team's locker room just a couple days into this week?
Business as usual for us. I mean, you would have told us at 6-6, we'd be sitting at 9-7 with a chance to play for the division, regardless of what happened those four games. We would have taken it for sure. We're favored in a couple, I think, and underdogs in a couple. You know, played three good games and didn't play very well last week, but guys are responding the right way like we always do.
Last time you guys played Baltimore, DK had a really big game for you guys. You guys attacked them downfield against their man coverage. What do you expect to see out of Baltimore this week? Do you expect them to kind of keep going with some of the stuff they've done recently, or do you expect them to kind of go man up like Cleveland did against you guys?
Yeah, we'll be ready for whatever they do.
Aaron, in that regard, what could Calvin's addition on Sunday mean for you guys?
Yeah, Calvin's a fast guy. He's a good route runner. He's been consistent for us when he's been healthy, and it'd be good to have him back.
The things that you can take from the Browns game, that offensive plan that are better helping adapt to another game?
Oh, we'll be fine. Yeah. I mean, we're always adapting. We had a lot of opportunities in the Cleveland game. Just didn't execute very well.
Aaron, tell me that you had a passer rating under 70. You bounced back with a really strong game. I think it was three times the Seahawks, the Patriots game, the Chargers game, you bounced back against the Bengals. What is it about your game that helps you kind of bounce back and not string together two bad games?
See, my career, I don't have a lot of stinkers back-to-back over the years. So that's same mindset every week, same approach, just expect greatness. And when it doesn't happen, you don't shift up the plan. You just keep on going and trust the process.
After last time you guys played Baltimore, Coach Tomlin said he felt like you really relished those moments, those big games. What do you think it is about you that you're wired that way, that you embrace the big moments?
I embrace all the moments. You know, I enjoy all of it. There's a lot of beauty in the mundane. The mundane is the Monday to Saturday where you can actually win games, and I embrace that part of the job. I've loved it. That's why I'm still here, still playing. Obviously, the icing on the cake is game day. But Monday to Saturday is where you win games.
Have you pushed that on these guys about the importance of the Monday? Have they appreciated it?
Yeah. I mean, you got to ask them. I hope so. That's what I've been about my entire career. You know, it's the beauty and the details and the small things that show up on game day and conversation that might happen on a Monday or a Tuesday at my house or Wednesday in this meeting here is going to show up on game day. So we got to be locked in. When you step in the building, there's a professionalism that doesn't turn off when you're doing any type of rep, when you're sitting in a classroom. Those are all important moments to get ready to play on Sunday, because like I said, you can win games Monday to Saturday if you have the details down the right way.
Do you find yourself relishing those mundane moments more this year, knowing you only signed a 1-year contract?
No, I mean, I've always relished those. You know, that's a teaching from Tom Clements going way back to my early years, and Mike McCarthy, you know, trying to find the little advantages Monday to Saturday, cues and patterns that you might recognize on game day. So training yourself to be able to look for those things Monday to Saturday, so Sunday the game feels more like practice.
Aaron, how is the reality of being on this team sort of compared to maybe what you thought it was going to be like before you joined?
That's fantastic. I mean, everything about this experience has been great. It's been a special experience from the first conversations with Mike to the first day I got here in June to the, you know, some of the stuff I did when I first got in town, going over to Cam's house, doing Cam's golf tournament, being a part of the community and learning about the people of Pittsburgh and our fan base. And it's been a really special year, and we're playing meaningful football in December and January now, which is what I wanted after the last couple of years.
Have you ruled out coming back?
I haven't thought about it.
Aaron, how beneficial is it having a winner go home like this at home?
Yeah, it's beneficial for sure, because, you know, we need our crowd to be as loud as possible on Sunday. It's a night game. It's the only game on TV. It's a special feeling to be able to play on that Sunday night slot for all or nothing, and a lot easier when you're playing at home.
Before you signed the deal here or came to an agreement that you'd come here, was this the type of game that you were, like, thinking back in, like, in February, March, about, like, I can't wait to get this type of high-stakes moment?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This organization?
Yeah, I mean, we've been in playoff-type mindset since we were 6-6, and obviously we had an L last week, but these are meaningful games that you want to play in. You know, it's tough on the other side. You know, I've been a part of the locker room the last couple of years where, you know, get to December and you start talking about your off-season plans, where you're going to be, your travel plans. That's not a whole lot of fun. You want to be in here talking about the game, talking about meaningful snaps, talking about doing something special, and it starts with this week against Baltimore.
You haven't thought about whether this could be the last one for you?
No, I mean, my entire career, I've had the approach, really, since 2011. We lost a dear friend and a teammate on the field, broke his neck. Now, he walked and is you know, ambulatory now and living a great life. And then I saw it in 2013 as well. So the mortality of those moments and the seriousness of seeing a teammate get carted off the field in a neck brace, I think makes you realize how special this opportunity is, but how fleeting it can be. And you just got to stay in the moment, and each one could be your last. That's kind of the mindset. Obviously, I've played a lot of football. I've been fortunate, for the most part, health-wise over the years. But I know how delicate this thing can be, and seeing guys like that get carted off and never play again. So I've had that approach my entire career, and no different this season.
Do you think it might hit you a little bit harder or at all when you step on the field Sunday?
No.
Aaron, you mentioned last week you sort of feel like Benjamin Button a little bit this time of year. I mean, the way your body has responded, does that give you confidence that whenever you get to whatever you get in the offseason, when it's time to make the decision, that physical ability won't be a factor in it, on whether you can play or not? It's just a matter of whether really you want to.
I mean, I hope so, yeah. I mean, I hope I can get through this stretch and feel good physically, so that's not in the conversation.
Have you played the kind of ball you wanted to?
Hmm?
Have you played the kind of ball you wanted to this year?
I mean, at times, yeah, definitely. You know, anytime you're in a first-year offense, there's always some growing pains within the offense. It's always like you feel like if you had another year, you know, what you could do. And I look at 2019, the way I played in 2019, and then kind of the adjustments we made in the offseason, and then the way I played in 2020, which was just in a whole kind of different level. Where I felt like, and I used to tease LaFleur about this all the time, I was a game manager in 2019 and a game impactor in 2020 and 2021. And I think a lot of this is familiarity with the offense and with the guys. And we've done the best we could with our conversations and our meeting time outside the facility and our meeting time in the facility. But obviously the more years you get in the system with the same guys, the more continuity you have, the better you feel like you can play.
Aaron, how have you seen
kind of have that drive right now, thinking about, you know, the what-ifs and how much better things would be?
Listen, I mean, I'm thinking about this week, but obviously I'm 42 years old and I'm on a one-year deal, so you know what the situation is. Whenever the season ends, I'll be a free agent. So that'll give me a lot of options. If I still want to play, I'm going to have a lot of options, but there'll be options, I would think, maybe one or two, if I decide I still want to play. But I've enjoyed this experience, and everybody in Pittsburgh has been fantastic to me on and off the field, and it's really what I was hoping for this experience was it's been even better than I was hoping.
Aaron.
All right, that's Aaron Rodgers in that last soundbite you hear, a pretty glowing endorsement of his time in Pittsburgh and his time with the Steelers. Again, Arthur Smith, a coordinator's talk today. Arthur Smith, and you can find all this coverage on our Twitter/X page at 93.7 The Fan. It's also where you can find the live video stream to all of our shows. You can also watch us on YouTube. I know the YouTube cronies are out in full force on a Happy New Year, so always appreciate their viewership. Anyway, Arthur Smith today talking about Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback and in this game specifically, what it means in a win or go home week 18 to have the former four-time MVP on your side.
played the quarterback position like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, let's just look at that game Sunday. I mean, you've seen it all season in different ways, regardless of the score. You're never out of a fight with him at quarterback. So obviously the thing wasn't going our way. Still had a chance at the end to win the game.
All right, that's Arthur Smith talking about Aaron Rodgers. Again, had a chance to win the game in Cleveland against a 3-win Browns team. Hopefully, this team has a chance to maybe do the same. And that might be wishful thinking against a much better roster than the Browns. You're going up against that roster without your number one wide receiver. And again, I don't necessarily disagree with Arthur Smith. Yeah, having Aaron Rodgers for the Steelers, as the Steelers quarterback, having that guy, I'm more confident in a potential game tying or a game winning drive with that guy as my team's quarterback than I was with Kenny Pickett, than I was with Russell Wilson, than I was with Justin Fields, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph. But will the Steelers be in a position to go down the field in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, and try and tie or win the game? That is the million-dollar question. 412-928-9370. You just heard from the Steelers quarterback. Would you be open to bringing Aaron Rodgers back to Pittsburgh in 2026? 412-928-9370. Also, what's on your Pittsburgh sports wish list for 2026? 412-928-9370. It's also the number of the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates. That's a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I want to hear from you in the next segment at 412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn at 125. We're taking it up until 2 o'clock. That's when Donnie Football takes over the airwaves. I'm Jack Hillgrove, filling in for Pomp and Joe. Logan Arblaster in for City Limits. Happy New Year from all of us at 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.